Surge up, this is Dave Davidson. And of course, unless you've been living under a rock this week and for the past 99 years, today is a day they are honoring Billy Graham at the Rotunda. President Trump said some very encouraging tribute remarks about the life of Billy Graham. And we've been inundated with great tributes, even liberal press and people who don't normally, you know, just heed the acknowledgement of evangelism, of Christianity, have been very nice, most of them, in the legacy about Billy Graham. And so my brother Dan Davidson from Anchor Talk podcast and many other podcasts said really something that inspired me this week, which isn't the first time. He inspires me every week. He said, if the needle doesn't move a little bit, you know, being inspired by the life of Billy Graham, then what's up with you? You know, I mean, I don't know what he said after that. He's just like, what's your problem? You know, I mean, Billy Graham's life unequivocally should create some type of inspirational tremor in your life. Some kind of Richter scale needle should be going boing, boing. He certainly has for me, in that I think of the humble beginnings of, you know, Billy Graham was just, he felt like he was called to just preach the gospel. He actually later said that, you know, he probably would have not meddled in politics as much and focused on things all the more. You know, he was being faithful and doing what I'll call smaller meetings for quite some time. And then he had some breakthroughs with a businessman kind of opened the door for him a little bit more there in Los Angeles. I think one of his first bigger crusades that actually got a lot of people there, I think, was supposed to last less than a week, and it lasted several weeks. So obviously there was some flexibility with God's plan there, as God was honoring and just blessing him with that particular crusade decades ago. What people admire about Billy Graham are things like his perseverance, his integrity, his consistency, the character of his message, very positive, but also he preached the gospel and that we're sinners, we need to repent. So, you know, some people famous today in pulpits kind of just literally skip over the sin part. I know I'm a sinner. I need to repent often. And Billy Graham's life, there are takeaways from it. So if you were to watch, you know, 2 hours of tributes or documentaries or memes, you know, you'd come away with some of the same things about his integrity, his character. You know, he had a singular mission. And when you do one thing for 99 years, predominantly, and the other things you do in your life kind of revolve around that and kind of support that same mission, you're going to be known for that mission. You're going to be known for that, good or bad, reputation. It's going to be part of how people remember you and how people associate that mission with you. Billy Graham's mission was to preach the gospel. And even, you know, he's affected millions and millions of lives. And his goal, ultimately, was to hear the words from God the Father, well done, good and faithful servant. And he was humble enough to hope that he'd hear that, even though we think, of course, that's a shoe-in, that's a gimme putt. But he was humble enough to think that, well, he may not hear it. I know that, I remember as a child, I heard a story that he said, and I'm paraphrasing the story here, that, you know, he's not the greatest Christian when people thought, oh, God used him so much. He's like, well, you know what? God's probably using some janitor, some prayer warrior somewhere, some little old lady, some widow's mite giver more than me. Because, you know, God looks at things to a degree on proportion to what much has been given, much is required. God gave Billy Graham a lot of responsibility, and we believe in very many ways he was faithful to that. So what can you be faithful to God with what he's given you? You know, it's great to want to think that you want to win the lottery and have millions of dollars, but what are you being faithful with the stewardship you have? It's kind of like the parable of the talents there in the Bible. So thank God for Billy Graham. Thank you, Lord, for his life being an inspiration to us all. Take care. Rock on. Surge up. God bless.